Are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 705 on December the 14th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and the chat room's already going. Angel, Sun Gold, good morning, ladies. And yes.
Morning.
It is. Morning, and it's also something else. Hey, good morning there, Bad Bomb.
Greetings.
You know what? Special day today.
Yes, it is.
Sitting here next to me, of course, is my beautiful wife.
Actually,
happy anniversary.
You know what?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. We want to shout out, we got into work today and went, it is KCNR's official second birthday today. Yes, that's right. It was this time 2 years ago. Bob Belongi and Jim Bramer were down on
crawling
on
underneath
the, floor.
The desk trying to connect light. There's Bob right there.
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, he's waving.
Bob,
to the
tell
camera.
Everybody how to get on to the video link so you can wave and say a good hello.
Well, check the playback from livestream.com last night. Looked pretty good. So
okay.
If you go to livestream.com/Free Fire Radio, run that all together, or search for Free Fire Radio. When you first go on the live stream, you'll be treated to a brief commercial. That's how it gets paid for. And then the live feed from the control room. And if you're trying to listen on the radio at the same time, there's about a 10-second delay, so just be mindful of that.
Yeah, you can turn one of them down. And then stay in a chat room, go into split-screen type stuff and
love
save us.
Love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to do a shout-out before we do anything else. At the top of this morning, we want to shout-out to the people since day one.
Yeah.
Day one that we've hit the airwaves. And I'm sorry if you're looking. I've had a hat day the last couple of days. It takes an hour to do the big do. Women who are listening totally will understand this. Am I going to do my hair today? That means that's a 30-minute process. So this morning was an extra couple winks and a hat. And that's just the way it is. So you guys know that it's not to keep my ears warm, but we just tell everybody, it's just, so I'm all bundled up this morning. But a shout out to those people who have said, we believe in you. We want to come forward, whether it's our show. And then again, with On the Spot with Linda Bott, but basically just really supporting us and the station and the station, the body of the station that runs everything else.
Let's start with the people that began shows with us 2 years ago. Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. And Ruth is on the the chat room right now. Angel, thank you.
And Nancy Sutton Pierce.
Nancy Sutton Pierce, of course.
Conscious Living Show. And Trudy Pratt.
Dr. Trudy Pratt. Has been with us for the whole time also.
That's been since the day we hit the airwaves.
That's right. When we started there.
Let's sell it with Ernie and Dave.
Let's sell it with Ernie and Dave. Right there, right at the beginning, if not at the first week or first month or so, they came jumping right back into that. We've had any number of shows, but those were the ones that were with us at the beginning. Of course, the shows we have now that have been with us for well over a year, we're talking the outdoor show, my outdoor buddy.
That's right. Well, okay, absolutely. But let's go to our sponsors.
And our sponsors, too. Of course.
Our sponsors that start with us from day one is Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards.
Five Star Bank.
Yep.
Who really, these two have been incredible, along with Tobacco and Brew.
Tobacco and Brew.
Tobacco and Brew started sponsoring you when you started on radio. And then
Cypress Square Barbershop, both of those were with us when we first started, back in 07.
Absolutely, Cypress Square. And let's not forget Dennis Patterson.
Dennis Patterson,
Solar
that's
Energy,
right.
And
that's right.
Northern Dennis, Lights Energy.
Northern Lights.
Not your average petroleum company.
Yeah, Mount Shasta, water.
Absolutely. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Since the beginning.
Since before
we were even here.
Ever here.
That's right.
They've been with us since day one. And
Bank been in here with us a long time. But let's talk about this. Sun Gold, she's been here since the beginning. She remembers the first day.
Oh, do you?
Indie Guy, John Dixon.
Absolutely.
All of them.
Well,
great
people. And where are we without our loyal listeners? And
that's
so
it.
Again.
So many.
We're going to just gush here in the first part because we do have to thank you. For and our
2 years.
And the shows
and our people here, Bad Bob Belongi.
Absolutely,
Bad Bob. Are you? See who else? Chandler Ariano has been with us,
and Nate, of course, and
Nate's with us. But I mean, from the very beginning, it's been you. You were the only one that's really been from
course,
the very day.
Yeah, Jim has moved on to other things, but
that's right. Andy's gone.
It's been an adventure.
Diane's here with us, with us for a year.
We always feel lost when Bob's not at the helm.
Yeah, even when we have just Bob. But,
yeah.
Bad Bob is the one.
Bad Bob,
but he does a
like,
very good journeyman job there.
Journeyman
job. He's out there listening, and now his little face is pushed up against the window with his feelings hurt. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, with the Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, stocks are searching for direction this morning as investors digest yesterday's FOMC outcome and European debt crisis concerns. On the economic front, November export prices increased 0.1% from October, while import prices rose 0.7%. Currently, the Dow's down 90 points at 11,864, while the Nasdaq's down 32 at 2,546, and the S&P 500's down 11 at 1,214. Oil's down $2.96 this morning at $97.18 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.97%. Gold's down $45 this morning at $1,617, while silver's down $1.84 at $29.42 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Coca-Cola is up 14 cents at $66.42. Cisco Systems is down 33 cents at $18.14. And 3M is down 40 cents at $78.97. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We do our Wells Fargo Advisor Market Minute Update at 710, 810, and 905. And, of course, the Wells Fargo Advisors are over there on Park Marina Drive.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, it's currently 30 degrees right here at the KCNR studios, looking at temperatures getting about 55 today. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Got to take a break. Happy birthday, Casey, and I will be right back.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine.
Twin River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012, presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st, doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, our second anniversary, 7:15 in the morning, December the 14th.
And to celebrate this morning in about 15 minutes, we've got, of course, Valerie's coming on from A Cascade Christmas. She's going to have some free tickets. And we want to give a shout-out to Dandelion, who's been a very big supporter of my show. They're going to come in this morning, and they've got a special event happening tomorrow night. She is bringing in a free gift card. So, yes, I love being able to give away free stuff.
Oh, doesn't anybody? Hey, by the way, we want
right now.
We also want to say, hey, John Dixon, you're on back, and Sharon, you know, what can we say, Coach Bob. You know, all these people have been with us from the beginning, and they've gotten into the, you know, and Valerie. We're going to try and name everybody as we go through the lines here. You know, what do we got there? Just tell me out loud, Bad Bob.
Okay, we have Bob on the line.
Okay,
well, let's just go right to Bob. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
We're fine, Bob.
How about you this morning?
Reflecting back 2 years ago when I was driving to work, hearing Carl utter. Before the break, is anybody listening?
We haven't heard your voice in a long time.
We still ask it occasionally.
I just PR, so.
Well, you know what? Thanks so much. You know, I remember that first day. We still have written on the wall on our whiteboard here three things. Don't cut the red wire. Don't press F12 without permission and play happy bumper music for Linda. That has been there for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
good.
It also has down in redlining, it's never done that before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got that one a few times. Hey, Bob, thank you so much for listening and being part of our family.
Yeah, and Bob has been somebody. We haven't seen you in a while, Bob.
Yeah, it's been busy. You know, my wife's still recovering and everything else going on.
Well, we hope just the best
for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Thanks for what you do for the community and everything. It's really helped out, I think.
Well, you know what? It's a great community, and if we can help, we're all over that.
Great.
Thanks. You know what? It's just, you know, it's because of people like Bob and everybody that's out there listening. There's Phil Smith is in here.
Oil Bob. Isn't
Oil
he Bob? Oil Bob.
I'm Oil Bob.
And you know what? That Oil Bob is another person, one of those unsung heroes who
does so much for the community.
Completely supportive of the veteran community.
It's like Coach Bob right here. Coach Bob is out there playing music at the senior center. He said he's going to play Happy Birthday today.
Oh!
Hey, you know what? Let's talk about Bad Bob just for a second here. You know, Bad Bob.
Let's do.
Get on the microphone.
He's
going
to see. First of all, he has to see what his hair is doing behind those headphones. He's got.
You know,
y'all
need to take a like. Go back. Show everybody what your hair looks like.
He's got static pillow hair.
It looks like Brenda's been running her fingers through your hair.
I would have to be a little concerned about where you just came from right there.
There you
I'd
go.
Be like, where have you been?
Oh, there he is. Oh, wait a minute. No, you didn't show yourself. That's a good way. Come on, Bad Bob. Show your face. That's us. Okay, there's Bad Bob.
Oh,
it didn't stay
in there. I guess it's got to load.
Okay, there it is. Okay.
See, that's a little dark
Look
corner.
At that.
You can't really
Bad Bob's having a bad hair.
When you build a TV studio from scratch, we're still putting everything kind of where it belongs, and we're eventually going to have a nice big monitor up front so everybody can see what's happening, but unlike a lot of streaming stations that just have one single point of view. I'm trying to give the viewers, kind of a change up depending on what's happening, different camera angles, things like that. And this is very much a work in progress, and we're looking for more improvements.
Yeah, and if y'all like it, just let us know. If you like seeing what's going on in here, and then we'll be pushing it out. Who knows where else you'll see this? That means our guests come in here too. That you can get a good shot of them.
I don't know whether people like that or not, but
you know, hey. Guess what? You're streaming right now. You know, that may change some people's ideas.
Okay, what's going on in the news?
Let's talk California here. That our good governor just cut a... let me see. Where's my...
Your notes?
My notes.
Okay.
Okay, I actually take notes here. Brown orders a $1 billion in midterm cuts. Now, you know what? Here's the funny thing about this. Everybody knew this was going to happen, yet people were planning like, oh, no, we're going to have this money. But everybody knew it wasn't going to happen. So what happens? $4 million are cut out of the Shasta County budget, and that goes in education. And here's what they really cut out. It says they cut out all school transportation. And school advocates warned that estimated 1 million students, many of them with special needs, in rural areas will be affected by the loss of home-to-school transportation funding. Plus, they're going to lose another, school districts are going to lose another $79.6 million. Our, you know, right here, the Shasta Union High School District is going to lose about $300,000 in transportation. Now, Daniel, who's been another loyal listener forever, told us about this weeks ago. He said, this is going to happen. We are going to cut out the bus transportation. And we're in some districts in Southern California, they don't even have bus transportation. They don't need it. So it's not a cut to them. For us, it's like a double cut. Because we have kids out here in the country. We have kids out here that need this type of transportation. And it's been cut out completely. So again, acting like the budget was going to have all this money, and everybody knew that it wasn't going to have it. You're sitting there laughing. What are you laughing about? We got to take a break here. Okay, never mind. Got to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott. December the 14th, second anniversary. You keep laughing like this about something, and I'm not sure. Am I? You know, is it? I know what it is. 7:21 in the morning, December the 14th. Free Fire Radio.
To switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
There are a lot of safety tips out there. Look before crossing the street. Buckle up. Don't eat a whole bunch of poison. For facilities maintenance folks, here's a good one. Use Grainger. They have over 44,000 safety products to help keep your facilities safe, from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. And now through December 31st, save 30% off the Grainger catalog price on select Honeywell safety products from brands like Miller Fall Protection and North Safety. See details at Grainger.com/safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
7:25 in the morning. December the 14th, second anniversary of us being crazy here on the air, or being on the air.
Have to be.
You have to be to keep this going.
Every day. We have to be.
And we'd like to thank all of our sponsors. But here, R&B Sharpening, been in business since 1985. They are there to do the work for you. Saws, knives, router bits, shaper cutters, saw chains, they can sharpen it. Judy and Bob have been here, and they performed miracles on your bandsaws and on your chainsaws. Can't say enough about them. Give them a call at 530-365-1479. That's R&B Sharpening. Now, I promise people.
That'd be a great present.
I promise people we're going to talk about Ron Paul. Ron Paul has leapfrogged in the polls in Iowa.
Wow.
To second place. And, in fact, is neck and neck with Newt Gingrich. And the thing about in Iowa, they're caucuses. So in this snowy, and it'll probably be snowy, maybe it's not, but it's going to be a very cold Tuesday in January at 7 p.m., the caucuses meet. And it's who can organize their people into all of these places in the, you know, in the meeting halls, the libraries, churches, any place they can get together, community centers. And then they're going to caucus. Sometimes loudly, and they're going to see who they can, who they want to vote for, and it's open voting and everything. It's kind of a cool thing, really. But they're saying here is that Ron Paul might have a shot in Iowa.
Why is Iowa always the?
Oh, they're always
the
first.
Big state.
Oh, they're first, and it kind of gives for the Republicans especially, it kind of gives them an idea of which way they're going. Now they don't need to win Iowa to get the nomination, but that's kind of like it's like the bell.
But Iowa is a blue state, isn't it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Stay out of colors. Stay away from colors. Step away from
Iowa's
the color.
A red
Step
state?
Away from the color chart. Reds in the middle. Democrats. I mean Republicans.
Right.
Republicans.
Okay.
Is red.
Right.
Not blue.
I know,
blue's,
but I always thought I, for some reason, thought that Iowa was a blue state. But, correct me. That's all right. I just learned something. The reason I said that is because it has so many unions and a lot of unions there. Yeah. Well, I'm going back some time, but, a lot of the unions are Dems.
County bans pot shops. Shasta County voted unanimously to ban medical marijuana dispensaries in unincorporated parts of the county. And they also passed a second law regulating pot growth for county residents. You can just imagine that this upset a lot of people. In fact, one of the people at the meeting, a guy named Benno, had to be escorted out. He was cursing at the supervisors. The thing about it, when Missy McArthur was here, she was talking about, people come in and they're very rude during the meetings, when they're discussing in the city hall, during the city council meetings. And then she says, it's not going to help anybody's cause. I said, and my point was, well, what if they've got logical points? She said, they can have logical points, but if they're rude and nasty, you just kind of, once they start, you just kind of go click. And why should I listen to you be abusive? And so when you have somebody, and Benno's been quoted many, many times. He's the head of the pro pot group. I think it's Norm or something like that. Anyway, but he's been quoted many times. And of course, he is one that I believe has a dispensary or grows. So he's, involved in this. Now, whatever you think of medical marijuana, whether it works for you or not, that really we have no stand on that, because we know people that use it and it helps them. Now the question is, and then is everything all the foo-for-ah that goes with it, plantations, people making hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more, the cartels growing it, bringing it down into your backyard, your neighbor's backyard, and growing, on hundreds of acres of marijuana. I mean, all that stuff goes along with it. But anyway, the Shasta County has now banned all the pot shops, as has Redding. So that should be interesting to see what happens here in the next year or two with that, with the 215, and how people are going to handle that. Okay, we come back. We've got Dollar Ring Miller coming in. We've got Rick Bassetti. Rick Bassetti's going to talk to us about running for the state assembly this morning. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. It is 7:30 in the morning.
Fox Business Network, Wall Street slips into negative territory in early morning trade on renewed fears over the European debt crisis. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow is falling 62 points. Import prices rebounding in November to post its largest increase in 7 months. Prices rose 0.7%, driven higher by a surge in petroleum costs. But the number did fall short of expectations. Meanwhile, export prices climbed 0.1%. Moody's joins a growing list of companies looking to boost shareholder value. The ratings firm is raising its quarterly dividend by 14%. The dividend is now 2 cents higher at 16 cents a share. It marks the second increase from the company this year. And shares of Joy Global under fire after missing Wall Street's expectations during the fourth quarter. The mining equipment company says slowing global growth hit demand for mined commodities. Joy Global expects demand to grow at a moderate pace next year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Sandra Smith.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
This
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. There's been a dip in the temperature. It's currently 27 degrees. And you wonder why, you know, I've gotten a few things like, wow, it must be really cold in the studio. Well, I mean, as the, you know, as we get to go, get it going here, as a little bit of, you know, sheddage.
Sheddage?
Sheddage.
Start pulling things off. How much do you have on there?
Woohoo. You never ask a girl how much you have on unless it's diamonds.
Well, you know what? We've got cameras now, so I mean, you start pulling sweaters off and stuff.
Currently 27 degrees. It's going to be 55 today. Morning frost, so be careful. Rain likely tonight with a low of 35. Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And before we get into Valerie Ing Miller and talking about Jefferson Public Radio and what they are doing along with the Cascade Theater, with I think we got some ticket giveaways. I think that's always a wonderful thing. Yes, of course. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst gives a great deal there. From the littlest dings to cracks up to 24 inches long in your windshield, he can fix it. We had a 12-inch crack in our windshield, and he repaired it. You can't even tell that it was there. That's Jeff Wurst with windshield, with the Crackmaster Windshield Repair right here in Redding. Just give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Or go see them at 3208 South Market Street. Now, it's the time of the year where windshields crack because they get really cold at night, and you hit them with the hot air from your heater, and they crack after that. Or they fill up, those little cracks fill up with water, and then they expand. So this is the time to go down and see Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
It's usually in the extreme weather, of
you know,
course.
And Jeff's been with us off and on from,
yes,
you know,
been.
Back, you know, from the time we started.
Yes.
Back in 07. You know, I can't say enough about Jeff.
We're going to be obviously paying homage to, to those people who have been with us through our second anniversary, which is today, which obviously segues right into, actually, Valerie Ing Miller came to when our wedding.
Yes.
Valerie was at our wedding.
I know
you from the very first time I performed and came up before I ever lived in Redding at the Cascade. And we were able to see the resurgence of the Cascade.
Do you remember the first time we met?
Tell me. Refresh
the first
our memory.
Time we met was at a well, actually, the first time you and I ever met was on the phone. But in person, it was at a fundraising dinner for the Cascade Theater, and you sang, and I'm trying to remember what song you sang. I remember you had this beautiful flower in your hair, and
that was outside at Turtle Bay.
That was actually across town at the Red Lion.
And New Year's Eve.
Oh,
my gosh.
New Year's Eve.
That's the night that I got to see Andy Green again, mm-hmm. who I had known from Nashville.
Yep.
Actually, that was just, I just got up and did a special Stormy Weather.
Stormy Weather, is that what you did?
It was the Straight Ahead Big Band playing that night.
Yep.
And that was a big fundraising event. Everybody dressed in costume.
We were still, we were kind of taking everybody back to 1935. The Cascade Theater had not opened yet. We were still raising the money and completing the restoration project here in town. And we had a sold out event, and you helped make it happen. And so, I mean, I truly believe that what goes around comes around, or what comes around goes around. It's all a cycle. So you were so supportive of us when we were trying to open this theater to do great things in Reading. And so,
and who doesn't want to support the Cascade Theater? It's such a jewel. And every time you bring somebody there who's never been there before, they just are in awe. And when you're in concert, when you're sitting in the chairs and you look up at the murals, I was there for the Cascade Christmas, which was Cascade Christmas.
Wasn't this year's Cascade Christmas absolutely amazing?
Couldn't say enough about it. Was so excited.
Totally different. Completely different. The storyline was wonderful. I cried.
Cried.
The first half act. I did.
They had four beds with little kids and families, and it was like four stories, and they interwove throughout the show. It was great.
It was brilliant.
What do we have coming up at the Cascade?
We have during the holiday season, there's always a lot to do at the Cascade Theater. Some of it is our shows that Jefferson Public Radio is bringing to the theater. Some of them are outside groups bringing shows to the theater. Coming up tonight, for example, Garrett Vigors' A Thin Places holiday show should be a wonderful, touching, and kind of a an experience filled with all different kinds of things happening. It's not a JPR show, but I want to make sure to give a shout out to the other folks who are doing shows
absolutely.
In the theater.
Absolutely, and Garrett is such a hard worker and really does wonderful music.
Yeah, and it's totally unlike anything else.
Yes.
If you're looking for something completely different that doesn't fit into any genre, I mean, it's not just music either. It's art, it's stories, it's all kinds of things. Anyway, they've been in there rehearsing and setting up for 2 days, so it's going to be a great two shows, actually, tonight. And then on the 16th, A Celtic Christmas. In fact, that's the closest experience of anything I can think to A Thin Places Christmas that's happening tonight, is The Celtic Christmas. Tomasheen Foley is from the old country, and he takes his show on the road every year and kind of transports you back in time and across the Atlantic to the Irish countryside with stories and Celtic dancing, step dancing, and fiddle playing, and just some great drumming. Hey, you know, Carl, you should come over here and stand in front of the camera and do that.
I know,
that
they can
jig,
see me do that.
The little jig.
Well, while he's doing the jig, we're going to have to take a break. It's that time. So I did give those tickets away, but we do have some more tickets to give away. Valerie, as you go down, you'll give us a surprise at the end of what our callers can call in for. But we're going to be right back, Valerie Ng. We're talking about the Cascade Christmas and what's going on. Right back after these messages, 1460.
Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Diamonds. Beauty. Style. Color. Elegant. Fields Jewelers. Traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, summer of the 14th, 745 in the morning, 27 degrees out there. Hey, you know, I also want to pass on, today is the last day that you can get your background check in time to pick up that present for your husband or wife. Pick up that rifle or pistol. Go down to Bastiani. They've got a sale on ammo. PMC Star 5.45 caliber. And let me tell you, if you want to get serious about home defense, let's get serious about it. Critical Defense Winchester Mag 22. Bastiani Arms. Head on down there. Like I say, today is the last day that you can get, you know, you can fill out the paperwork in time to get it for Christmas. Have it under the tree.
I'll let my boyfriend know, because that's what he told me he was going to buy me for Christmas this year. I told him I have a dog, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to get you a gun.
Well, you do. You go down to Bastiani, and he'll get you. And, yeah,
all would be burglars, just anywhere.
Yeah, but the classes are really fun. Even if you know,
right.
You never use it, it's fun to know how to use it.
You need to know how to do that.
Yeah.
To take care of yourself in today's society. There's just no other way to do it.
Yeah.
Bastiani Arms. Okay. Valerie Miller, sorry we kind of got a little bit off the
No, actually, no. You know what? You didn't get off topic, because you know what? I was going to talk about Christmas gifts, too.
Okay.
I was. Before, though, I wanted to also say there's another great Christmas show we have coming up next week, December 21st, Aaron Neville. Aaron Neville's going to be on stage, the guy who did Everybody Plays the Fool. He did that great I Don't Know Much, But I Know I Love You with Linda Ronstadt. He doesn't look like he'd have that high falsetto type voice, but boy, isn't he great.
Boy.
And he has a wonderful holiday show, and that's what he's taking out on the road. I got to hand it to him. I mean,
plan on being there. I saw him a couple years back, the Neville Brothers.
Yeah.
And they were fabulous in that theater.
He's actually bringing one of his brothers with him who plays the saxophone. So that's going to be a wonderful show on the 21st. But what I thought we could talk about a little bit is the idea of buying local for Christmas and buying someone an experience, perhaps, instead of necessarily just stuff. And even if you're buying stuff, keeping it local. The Cascade Theater, there's a lot of great shows coming up in January and February of next year that would be great Christmas presents to put under someone's tree. We've got Judy Collins coming up. The Kingston Trio is coming up in January. Los Lobos, kind of an unplugged show. It's not really Los Lobos. It's the Hidalgo Perez show, but the songwriting team behind Los Lobos. They're going to be having an intimate show with conversation, so you'll actually get to talk to them during the show, and they'll explain their history. Also, Kenny Rogers is coming. Foreigner Unplugged, or they might actually do a plugged show. I'm not sure.
Whoa!
They may be changing it up.
That's Big Hair Night. Let's be having 80s girls night. Oh.
Yeah, my daughter has already told me, we will be there, Mom.
Oh, man.
We will be there in that show.
And we are going to stand in line and go, oh, my God, I got the arm.
Is that where you wear, like skirts?
Would you tie my arm?
Is that where you wear skirts, like, 4 inches?
Oh, just fantasize all you want.
Just,
go ahead, Valerie.
I won't be wearing one of those, but, you know. And then Peter Frampton. Peter Frampton is coming.
Peter Frampton.
And that's not until about March or April.
Let's talk about
a lot of great shows. And you can get tickets now for all of those shows.
So you go to the box office and or call
243-8877. And you can go online to cascadetheater.org. Now, you can also get gift certificates for people. If you want to get tickets for someone, but you don't know what they'd like to see or what they might already have tickets for, you can buy a gift certificate. You can even buy one online. Also, you can buy a membership now that will allow – we're doing memberships early so that you can get preferred tickets to every show that we announce for the rest of this season and next season. You also get ticket exchange privileges when you are a member. So a lot of great advantages to being a member. And you can find out about all of that online at our website.
Okay, now, drum roll.
All right, so maybe you want to use this for yourself. Maybe you want to give these away to a friend for Christmas. But we are actually going to give away a pair of tickets this morning to the Kingston Trio. They're coming January 14th, I think it is, to the Cascade, mid-January.
January 14th, those of you, the first caller, 605-4567. I always say the first caller. 605-4567, first caller gets two tickets to the Kingston Trio.
Yep. For yourself or to give away.
That's right, and that's for next That's January.
January, mid-January.
January 14th. So how do we do this? I will take your name and number, and then we will tell you how to get. I guess we get like a voucher is how it works now, right?
We can put your name at will call, or we can give away the actual printed tickets.
So the first person that calls in
right now gets a
pair of tickets to the Kingston Trio. 605-4567.
Great Christmas present.
It's going to be a great Christmas present for somebody, or you can just use it in January. 605-4567.
And now
the phone calls. They're coming in right now.
What happens if people? We have a 7 second delay.
What happens if if we have two people calling?
All right. So what we're gonna.
That would be awesome, but only one person is going to win a pair of tickets.
So Bob will have their name outside, and we always want to thank Valerie Ng Miller. Thank you so much, and for your participation. Excuse me, in all the things that you do. I mean, you have to show up every night and announce. Mm-hmm. You know, announce these groups. I just think about your scheduling. Not only are you doing your classical show that you do every day,
which you have everything
mm-hmm.
memorized. We are still like sitting there going, how does she know all that? You know what? I think she makes it up. Nobody really knows. She just makes it up, and they go, oh, maybe I just heard her wrong.
And then she turns to her, I'm in the room.
It's the same composer five times in a row. I don't think so.
She'll look over at me and go, hi. You know, and our dogs are playing, and she come over and go, that was.
In other words, kind of like we sound at 7:06 in the morning, you know.
Well, we got to take a break here, Casey. And thank you, Val.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We'll announce that winner. And then coming up, guys, there's something special happening specially tomorrow night for you. We'll be right back. Casey and our 1460. Here and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew and is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
I like this Fly Away. There's a major air guitar going on in here. David Sprague, congratulations. You are the winner of the Kingston Trio tickets. And Valerie's going to be giving you a
hang
call.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
So that's really cool. Congratulations. Now, do
hang
you know...
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're going to die.
It's the first time I've ever heard you really, really sound like you're singing in key.
Well, it's probably been... You're right.
I see a show coming on.
No, what you see is that Linda won't even sing next to me.
That's
in church.
Not true.
In church, she won't even sing next to me. She looks at me, she goes, "You're the only person I know that can sing Silent Night and make it come out with four different pitches and the words, and everybody else finishes and you're still going." You know?
Anyway, but you love it when somebody has music in their heart. And this morning, we're talking about music in her heart. Hey, this is really...
Yeah, it's my fault.
Well, no. Let's just talk about the fact that Dandelion is one of the premier boutiques, the only home of Brighton in the North State. And yesterday, you came in and we were talking. I go to your store all the time. Angie, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Well, besides just thanks, come in here. Come on in here and tell us about what's happening tomorrow night.
Well, tomorrow night at Dandelion, we're trying something new. We're going to have a men's night. So it's going to be a night when we have the men that are in the lives of our customers come into the store and buy presents for their wives, their sisters, their girlfriends, their daughters. And
their moms.
Their moms. Any woman that's in their life, shop for them in the evening hours. We're usually not open in the evening, but we're going to stay open from 5:30 to 7:30. We're going to have snacks. We're going to have all the gals there to help pick out just the right present for them, for the girl they're shopping for. And then we're going to wrap it for them. So it's going to be, a win-win situation. You know, they're going to have all the girls to help them pick out just the right gift. It's going to be done. It's going to be wrapped. It's going to be under the tree. During the next 2 days, if the gals come in before the shopping night, they can fill out a wish list. So they put down everything they want. The men come in, and it's all there for them. And the husbands and the men love it. They love that it's right there for them. They don't have to guess, and they know that the significant other or woman in their life is going to love what they're getting.
It's perfect. It takes away all of the angst in here. I have some friends that do this.
You have to put something down besides store.
You can't put down the entire
you
store.
You can't put
and
down
that,
store.
I believe you might have said that yesterday, and we have people say that all the time. You got to limit it, ladies. Yes. They only have so much.
Well,
cash,
I love your spend. Your Brighton, anything Brighton is fabulous. You've got some wonderful, very holiday sparkly tops. You have wonderful jewelry. You have glasses. You have, there are so many things. And if somebody goes in, like a gal goes in today and says, park over here. It's on Market Street. 1326 is where we are. We're three doors down. So what's the actual address?
It's 1332.
So you just park on Market Street, or you can actually park if you can't find a place to park behind the store in the alley in the the police department's right here behind us. So
go through the back door. It says Dandelion on the back door.
All right.
Our customers are welcome to come through the back
really?
Door.
Oh, really? Fabulous.
Come on in. We'll help you fill out that wish list. We'll get you ready to go, and, you'll get exactly what you want for Christmas.
And the guys, tomorrow night, you come in after 5. You can have a little, hot tea or maybe...
Yeah, I'm rolling in tomorrow.
And some pizza or whatever, some guy stuff. And it's guy time. And then you just, have it wrapped, and there you go.
Okay, bring your
guys,
friends. Have a good guy night.
In
okay.
Hot tomorrow.
Yeah. Roll
get
in.
Ready, roll in hot.
Bring your friends. It'll be a great time. Guys' night out. So, thanks,
now,
guys.
Now, you have something very special that you wanted to give away this morning on the air.
Yeah.
Let's
give away a Dandelion gift certificate.
All right.
Okay,
yeah.
First person that calls, 605-4567. and you will get a Dandelion gift certificate.
Yeah, great. Okay.
We're going to take your name and your number, and we're going to give that to Angie. Angie will give you a call, and then you can go to the store and then retrieve it.
Pick that up and use it
first
for Christmas.
First person to call, 605-4567. This is a way to get a
Dandelion
gift for your wife.
Yes.
And you can kind of like, you know. Well, but wait, you're already calling. Okay.
Okay.
You
so,
candles and body work.
When we come back, we've got Rick Bassetti on, city councilman. We're going to talk about a number of things. We're going to talk about why Rick wants to be our assemblyman in the new district.
And we'll announce the winner right after these messages. And, you know, the phone, everybody wants to, you know, give
certificates
and all that
good
stuff.
It just keeps going and going. And I tell you what, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, we're going to be over at Dandelion.
KCNR Shasta Redding. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Sniping at the Senate.
Here we are, a few days before Christmas, and the silliness continues.
The Republican and Democratic leaders getting into it this morning.
My friend is living in a world of non-reality.
They're fighting over the payroll tax cut and a possible government shutdown. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Now, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is objecting to a sure-to-fail vote on the House-approved payroll tax extension.
Well, to finish our most immediate concern first.
He accuses Democrats of holding a massive spending bill to fund the government beyond Friday hostage.
The bill is not complete. I think we could complete it very quickly if people sat down and focus on how we what we need to do to get out of here, but now it has not been completed.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says it's Republicans trying to score political points by attaching a controversial oil pipeline provision to that payroll tax holiday extension, Dave.
Jared, the Commander-in-Chief will soon salute soldiers at Fort Bragg in North Carolina as more troops keep coming home in the end-of-the-year exit out of Iraq. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live at Fort Bragg.
Dave, the President and Mrs. Obama will be here to tell these troops that their job in Iraq is finally over. Most will be home to celebrate holidays with family, and all are to be out of Iraq by the end of the year. Fort Bragg is a focal point for the Army. These were some of the first to enter Iraq back in 2003, and they're among some of the last to come home. Today's speech is expected to be one reflecting gratitude towards servicemen and women, Dave.
Evan, Defense Secretary Panetta's in Afghanistan meeting with troops there and assuring Afghan leaders,
"We're not going to walk away from the responsibility we have to make sure that all of the blood that's been spilled here has not been spilled in vain."
Time is named People of the Year. Protesters from Wisconsin to New York to all of those in the Arab world honored for redefining people power around the world. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Yes, I posted a bad review of his company. Just because I'm a competitor doesn't mean I don't have a valid opinion. Like, all these good reviews are real. Come on. Okay, so he offers a better product for a better price. That doesn't mean he's perfect. This is not an attack. It's proactive fairness.
On the internet, everyone is entitled to their opinion. Even this guy. That's why there's Reputation.com. Reputation.com understands that negative material about you online, no matter how untrue, could impact your reputation and your business. And you may never know the extent of the damage. Reputation.com helps you control how you look when people search you, managing reviews of your business, and pushing down misleading and malicious search results. Act now and get a free reputation assessment conducted by our expert advisors. Call us now at 800-840-2008. That's 800-840-2008. Or go to Reputation.com.
Gingrich is solidifying his lead in the Republican race for president, up double digits in many polls, 17 in a new Wall Street Journal survey, but Mitt Romney's not deterred.
There have been a number of people who've led in the polls, whether it was Donald Trump or Michelle Bachmann.
And Romney tells Fox News this morning he does better than other GOP candidates in a head-to-head matchup against President Obama.
People are coming to the conclusion increasingly that I'm the person with the experience and the temperament and the capacity to actually lead America.
Now, as Romney picks up new donations at several New York City fundraisers today, several other candidates are in Iowa less than 3 weeks before the caucuses, watching a movie, attending the premiere of 2008 candidate Mike Huckabee's film.
I had given one child up for adoption, and I was pregnant with a fourth child.
Huckabee's playing a new role tonight, film narrator. And he's the host for a screening of The Gift of Life, a documentary on the pro-life movement.
You're going to see these incredible stories, stories that never would have happened had it not been for a last-minute decision by a mother who chose life.
At least four presidential candidates, Bachman, Santorum, Gingrich, and Perry, have all said they will be at tonight's screening. In Des Moines, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
The sell-off on Wall Street continues. The Dow down 110 more points today as gold and oil also go down big. Actress Lindsay Lohan goes back to court today.
Insiders say the actress is expected to get a glowing probation report, which proves she's come a long way since her last few court appearances.
From what I can see of you, you need a structure. And this is a structure.
The judge ordered Lohan to work at the Los Angeles County Morgue as part of her sentence for violating her probation in relation to a 2007 DUI case. And as long as she's been putting in the hours and seeing a therapist, she'll get another court date for a status check. And by March, her legal troubles could be over. In Los Angeles, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Again, that Lohan case for DUI dates back 4 years now. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindabot, 805, December the 14th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Today is December the 14th. It's our second anniversary.
Second anniversary of KCNR.
Second anniversary of KCNR. And we can't thank everybody enough for being with us.
And congratulations, Ricky. You know, the phones are ringing off the hook. I hope we didn't screw up. But, Ricky, you did win that. And you will be called by Angie down at Dandelion. You won the gift certificate. There might have been a few other callers.
Yeah, there
that
was.
Came
Fargy,
in.
Call us back. Fargy's got a toy run he's going to talk about this Saturday. So please call us back. And we'll get you on the air, and we'll talk about that toy run, because it's a great thing that you're doing, you and your friends are doing here, escorting Santa. Hey, we got a big shout-out here to for somebody. Former state senator Maurice Johannesson, Mojo. He just bought 15.9 acres directly across from the veterans home and is leading the charge to put the new veterans clinic out there. The veterans clinic we have right now, the VA clinic, is such a great place, does such great work. It's not big enough. We've got 18,000 or more veterans here in just Shasta County. I mean, in the North State, we have an inordinate amount per capita of veterans. So what they're doing is he's bought the property, but he's working with the state and feds to get this clinic built, expanded, and everything. So thank you so much, Mojo, for everything you do. And he told me about this last week. We were at the Rees, and then we're going to have Mojo on here very soon to discuss the whole thing. All right, let's go to the phones real quick.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Carl.
Yeah, this is you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, this is Sally.
Hi,
with
Sally.
The Reading Tea Party.
Yes.
Hi, Sally.
And I was calling to let your listeners know that today we're going to be having a drive-through petition signing, and we're going to be signing the Repeal the Dream Act petition. Now, if your listeners don't know, but the Dream Act will become law in January unless we get enough signatures to get it on the ballot to let the people of California decide whether they want to be paying in-state tuition for the children of illegal immigrants.
Is that like
what the
illegal?
Dream Act will do.
Is that like illegal aliens?
Yes, that's like
the people
that,
here
yes.
Legally that we're going to be paying, that they're going to be getting money
in-state
from
in-state college tuition.
Right, and plus, aren't they also going to be able to get like scholarships and stuff?
Yes.
And
yes, they will.
And the fact is that we don't have enough money. We just raised under this new tax, after they just cut all the services, that we're raising all the funding, or not the funding, but raising or cutting hundreds of millions of dollars out of our college system.
I just read that in the paper today.
So it seems to me is that why would we want to give money to people that are here illegally when we don't even have enough money to give it to citizens of our own state?
A voting block, perhaps.
Oh, voting block. Okay, well, we have Rick Bassetti here. We're going to talk to Rick about that because that should be one of the things that he should be wanting to talk about is the Dream Act and other things like this if he wants to be our assemblyman.
Yes, well, I just wanted to let people know that they can come to 2025 Hilltop Drive today. That's where the Bibles, Books, and More store is.
Right.
and they can just drive through. They can stay in their car. We will have the petitions. We can hand them through the window. They can sign and be on their way.
Okay.
So we're hoping to get a bunch of signatures today, and we only have till January 4th to get 505,000 signatures statewide.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
So that's the Bible Books and More today from when
from
to when?
12 to 4.
12 to 4. Okay.
All right. Thank you,
thank
Carl.
Thank you, Selma.
You bet. Thank you so
all right,
much.
Thanks. It's time to go to the Wells Fargo Minute and our advisor, Josh Wiley. Welcome to the program. What's going on in the market?
Well, good morning. Markets are opened, and session is lower, as investors weigh no further Fed action amid a weakening euro. Economic data had little effect on market direction as U.S. import prices were largely in line with expectations. The Dow's currently down 122 points at 11,832, while the Nasdaq's down 41 at 2,538, and the S&P 500 is down 13 at 1,212. Oil's down $3.33 this morning at $96.81 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.97%. Gold's down $56 this morning at $1,606, while silver's down $2.28 at $28.98 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Home Depot's down 54 cents at $38.97. Google's down $6.38 at $619.25, while Apple is down $7.33 at $381.44. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We do the Wells Fargo Advisor Market Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. And that's the Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive.
Currently 30 degrees downtown in the KCNR studios. We're going to take a break. Coming up, we've got Rick Bassetti. Don't go anywhere, KCNR 1460.
Diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:12 in the morning. It's our second anniversary of doing this. It's our second birthday. And with us is Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti, but also Rick is running for the Assembly in our new district here and has launched his candidacy, and we want to talk to him not only just about Reading, but plans for the Assembly. You know, you're going in there, you're running in this primaries against another Republican, and that you know, the differences. I think that's one of the things you need to do is to find the differences between you and the gent you're running against.
First of all, Carl, I'd like to congratulate you and Linda on your second anniversary.
Well, thank you.
You know, you guys are an example of getting a new business going in Reading in the toughest of times, and you guys are doing very, very well. And so from the city's perspective, I thank you for that. I mean, you definitely have more people working here than when you first started 2 years ago. And your market share is continuing to grow, and so that's congratulations are very much in order there. So,
well, thank you. You know, we have people. We had a guy we respect said, you know, you two are really know something the rest of us don't know because it was in the middle of this recession, or you're or you're really in trouble. So, but so far, it's, you know, but we believed in the idea of a community station, mm-hmm. you know, supporting our community, and in fact, the community has supported us back. So,
well, you know, I'm just finishing a book right now, written by Jim Clifton, who is the CEO for the Gallup Corporation, and it's called The Coming Jobs War. And it has some. I would recommend that to anyone out there, any of your listeners out there, to what we're facing right now in this economy. But one of the ingredients is optimism, and I know that whenever I've been around you and Linda, you guys have always been very optimistic. You guys have always worked very, very hard, and I don't think that you back away from any challenges whatsoever. And that's what we need in our economy right now. We need more and more people being able to do that. You went out and created your customers. That was one of the other secrets in this book. Is, you know, if you have a product, you have something that, you know, you can have the best of everything, but if you don't have customers for it, you can't sell anything to them. You can't provide the service to them. All right. So that was one of the other things. Just go out, find your niche, create your customers, and go to those people. And you guys have been very successful at doing that. So, and
well, thank you.
Yeah,
well,
you're very welcome. In regards to this upcoming race, you know, a lot of people really don't know what the district looks like at this point in time. I'd refer them to my website. It's just rickbosetti.com. And we have some very nice maps, by the way. One of them, it's a very high resolution. It's, you can download it freely off of there, provided by Vestra Resources here in town. And you'll see where this district is. This district will hold, or does hold, 9 national forests. It holds approximately 90% of the water that originates, okay, in Northern California for California. Its natural resources are so, we have so much value wrapped up in those, and that are currently being restricted. So one of the main differences, I think, is that I think I would be able to, having been born and raised up here and know the majority of the people in our area, and then also, you know, having property up in Siskiyou County. My grandfather came to Plumas County, Lassen County in 1920 to work for the Red River Lumber Company. We have a huge background in the lumber industry. We need to get our forest producing. One of the numbers that I was made aware of when I was up in Siskiyou County recently was that there's somewhere in the neighborhood of about 300 million board foot of growth a year. Okay, that might not be the exact number, but I was at a breakfast with 14 foresters in Siskiyou County. And currently the logging of that is somewhat less than 10 to 12% of what's growing out there. Okay, we're not talking about going negative, cutting down more than what's growing out there.
We're not even
coming close to keeping up. And the methodologies that we have today for taking the timber out of the forest and get into the mills is so dramatically better than what it was before. You know, we don't have teams of 8 draft horses dragging 4-foot high logs through creeks and down hillsides, putting them on, you know, some old clunker piece of equipment to bring them in. And, you know, so a lot of the environmental concerns have been addressed. I mean, look at, I think the last time I heard, SPI had somewhere close to 30 biologists on staff.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have over 200 plus timber harvest plans that have been approved. And everyone always gets sued. You always get a CEQA lawsuit thrown against it. So we need to change the regulation. Instead of going and fighting everyone, why not make the business logic with some of these people who are against us doing this, is get them up here and say, you want $500 million in revenues coming through the state?
That's what I was going to ask you. And I see what you're saying with the addressing the differences in, you know, in the cutting and in the harvesting mm-hmm. of lumber, which was always been one of the mainstays up here in Northern California, that if you can prove if you can show people through the logic that we're not cutting everything down, in fact, we're not even keeping up with, you know, with what's growing, and we're not causing environmental damage, and yet then we can bring in, how much did you say?
Well, it's just an estimate.
Hundreds
here.
Of millions of dollars?
Oh, easily. If you were to get back to cutting even 50% of the growth. If you're able to come in and cut, look at the jobs you'd be creating.
What's that
because
do with
now?
With
it's not just the timber product that you're talking about. You're talking about income tax revenue because the people who are working in there, the sales tax revenue that they generate going to the stores, the car taxes. I mean, everything.
Oh no! I mean, when we were cutting lumber.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Weaverville.
Right.
We talked to a gentleman that had that big, you know, that had the store up there in Weaverville that they used to sell boats, you know, wave runners, everything, with, you know, TV sets, and it was all due to logging. And when the first spotted owl,
it was Morris Hardware.
Yeah, Morris Hardware. Mm-hmm. When that first spotted owl thing hit, and they started cutting back, is when they decided, when they saw the handwriting on the walls, when they decided to sell the store, because they just knew it was just going to get worse, and the loggers and those families and all these people with the money left.
I'm a child of a mill worker. My dad raised 8 kids in Anderson, California,
wow,
in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, working at a plywood mill. You know, nobody can go out and raise 8 kids hardly doing anything today. You know, he worked 2 jobs as well. And but, you know, there was benefits. There was, you know, he had an income. I never knew. We always had clean clothes and we always were fed. And I was not the extraordinary down there. There were many, many families like ours in Anderson in those days. And, you know, there was like, just in Anderson, there might have been 6-7 different mills. Now in Shasta County, we have about 6. I think there's 6. And
that are functioning. I just know the one in Weaverville. What's happening?
Well, that's Trinity County.
But
you have an SPI and a smaller one up in Burney.
Okay.
And then you have 3 down here in Anderson.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And so there might have been, I think the molding mill that was in Cottonwood closed. So, I mean, we really, and so where is all that wood is sitting out there? And I was only talking about Siskiyou County. We're not talking about Lassen County or Shasta County or Plumas County or Sierra County, you know, because this is called the Mountain Cap, this new district. It goes from Cottonwood Creek to the Oregon border, over to the Nevada border, down to North Tahoe, to the eastern probably 2/3, maybe even 3/4 of Placer County, and then back into, like, Grass Valley area. The Grass Valley is the southwest corner of this territory. So it's huge, and you have the Yuba River and the Feather River and all these rivers that come out of the eastern mountains there that come down into the American River, that come into the Sacramento, all originate on this. And so how do we get these people back to work?
Okay, we got to take a break here. We come back, we've got a lot of questions in the chat room, including what has been proposed in the city of Reading to promote small businesses and keep them here in Reading.
Okay.
All right, our guest is Councilman Rick Bassetti, who's also running for the assembly position here in our new, as he's just describing, the new district, which has 9 national forests and 90% of the water that flows through the North State that we provide right here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 8:22 in the morning. It's our second anniversary. Happy birthday, kiddo.
It's great, and it makes it wonderful when we can hear from people like you, Rick, and all of our people in the chat room. Thanks for making us strong here. KCNR 1460.
Like it's 1993 at Wind River Casino on Friday, December 30th. Over $25,000 must go. 20 games pay $1,199. Paper $35, PhDs $99. All jackpots must go. Win fast cash in a $5,000 flashback draw. It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. Play bingo and walk away a winner on December 30th. Over $25,000 must go. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy valued time with family and friends as Wind River Casino offers a fabulous holiday dinner buffet on December 25th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams, and roasted orange ruffy with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious dessert. Adults $18.95, children $7.95. Children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, second anniversary, 8:25 in the morning. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti.
Looks like it's going to be, it's about 30 degrees out right now, morning frost, with temperatures reaching around 55, 56 today, rain likely tonight, about a 50% chance of rain tonight with lows of around 35. I think some people are looking forward to that, but rain always leads to frost when it's chilly. So weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Rick, there's a lot of questions in the chat room here. A and B passed at 70% and 65% respectively about cutting back. Mm-hmm. And then yet the city council voted, it's 4-1, mm-hmm. to give raises.
Right.
You want to explain that one?
Well, the raises were in our IBEW union. These are our electrical line workers. I think it was for about 16 positions. I could be off there a couple numbers anyway, maybe 19 positions there, Carl. In the 5 years that I've been on the council, those particular workers have gone from being maybe higher than, say, Shasta County or Shasta Lake PUD and Trinity PUD to where they're the lowest paid now in Northern California. We've lost six positions there. We can't recruit in to there. And for my vote on it, it was a purely a dollar and cents. These people are being paid out of our enterprise fund. This is the fund that's right now about $163 million from the electric department. There is a portion that does affect the general fund, but it's very, very small. The total amount of the raises over 3 years for these positions comes to about $380,000 spread over 3 years. So when you're looking at about $130,000 a year and a $160-plus million enterprise to try to maintain, and I don't think we're going to be able to recruit with that raise. We're still lowest paid. I don't think we'll be, but it was more for me, it was a decision to try to maintain our workers. Quite honestly, to all the listeners out there, if you want a good job, get in, become a lineman, because there's nobody out there. And plus, they're also a brotherhood union. We're not going to be bringing anyone in here. They say, don't go to Reading. They're not paying the wages right. You know, they're way below everyone else out there. So for me, when I ask our analysts, the financial people at the city, how much does this mean to us? He said, if we had 2 days in August where we had to really spin up the turbines because we thought we were going to have 98 degrees, but it went to 108 to produce more electricity, we would burn more and buy natural gas than what this raise amounts to. So for me, looking at our 99% uptime that we have the second lowest electricity in the state of California. We have 99% uptime, and for us to try to maintain that and not continue to go back on it or even lose people on it, that's why I voted for this. This does not have any real dramatic effect. Now, it has a psychological effect, and I've had this conversation with many of my supporters, and I've asked them to try to understand what I was trying to do. I've always been a dollars and cents person since I've been on the council, and I had to make a dollars and cents decision here to try to maintain the level of service that we have and hopefully not lose any more of our positions out there.
Okay.
That's what it was about for me.
Okay. For the police and fire.
Mm-hmm.
Also got raises to offset the amount they're paying in?
There were some certain, it wasn't to offset it. And I think the total it came to for certain positions, it wasn't a raise across the board. We were getting rid of some of the differences that were in there. But I think the most anyone got there was about 4.5% to 5% raise. And they're immediately coming in, though, and paying their 9%. So, here's the bottom line, and you're in business, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is that with A and B, and which I thank the people in Reading profusely for that, those two measures together, and with the unions now coming in and for the majority of them adhering to it, between fire and police, we have almost $5.5 million savings to the city's general fund. Okay, now with the other union portions coming in as well, with the furloughs, we're over $6+ million. With the retired health care reform, the first numbers coming in, we don't have the actuarial done yet, but somewhere between $25 to $27 million saving on our deferred liability. So when you talk about giving raises to someone, I don't think we're incrementally ourselves and hurting ourselves, but I think they were just sound business decisions.
Okay. We've got to take a break here. When we come back, we want to talk about working down in a Democratic-controlled legislature. We want to talk about changes you'd like to see there. We want to talk about differences between you and your opponent. When we come back in our next segment, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Platter. Deja vu in the Senate, arguing over how to keep the government from running out of money, this time before a Friday night deadline. Majority Leader Harry Reid claiming Republicans want a showdown.
They've had experience doing this. The presumptive Republican nominee, Newt Gingrich, tried that once. It didn't work so well.
Referring to a previous shutdown, Republican leader Mitch McConnell, though, says Democrats have had plenty of time to work on a spending bill that can get to the president.
The last time I looked, Christmas is a week from Sunday. Time is a-wasting. We have fiddled all year long.
Congressional rivals also at odds over how to keep a payroll tax break going past the end of the month. President Obama and the First Lady are scheduled to speak in less than a half hour to troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, a key deployment point for the Iraq combat mission ending this month. U.S. troops are coming home from there in time for the holidays. Fox News. We report. You decide.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Reading, and Burnie. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Reading, Mount Shasta, and Burnie, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, December the 14th, second anniversary, our second birthday of being on the air. Thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you so much to our listeners and our advertisers and guests and everybody that's been with us for 2 years, and, of course, our great staff. This portion of the show is brought to you by one of those people that have been with us, one of those businesses that have been with us from the very beginning. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. DC and Tim, and it was the Man in Black to begin with. Man in Black is retired now. Can't say enough about them. The great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. They give great haircuts. It's like taking a step back in time, sitting down there and, you know, the magazines. Man's Last Stronghold. What can I say? It's written on there and it's true. Man's Last Stronghold. I cannot say enough about the barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, because, like I said, they have been with us since the beginning, back in 2007, when I had a 7 o'clock show in the morning. And I had no idea what I was doing, and I still have no idea, but now it's just every day. Okay. Our guest is Councilman Rick Bassetti, who's running for the Assembly. And we have, let's go to the phones. Angel, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carl. Happy anniversary, and I love seeing you in the live feed. It's kind of weird, but I like seeing it.
It is weird, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Angel, you've been with us from the beginning. We can't thank you enough, too.
Oh, you bet. Hey, I have a couple questions. So many questions for the candidate. One is, who is he voting for president? The second is, what does he think about part-time legislature? And the third thing is, what has he done from his seat as Reading City Council to promote small business and manufacturing in the city of Reading? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, who are you going to vote for president?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
And just because it's, boy, this vetting process that they're going through for on the Republican side, it's just been, I mean, talk about an examination. But I really don't know yet at this point in time, Carl.
Part-time legislature.
Love it. I think it's fantastic. I've been a part-time legislator since I've gotten onto the city council. When you look at the part-time legislators around the country, they seem to do a much better job. My only concern would be is that you do have entrenched staffs down in Sacramento. And, you know, when people move and come and change, how much more power will they have? Especially if you have some legislators who are relatively new and can be led easily.
You know, the thing about staffs, too, is, from what I've seen of them, is how they go from one staff to another. They could go from a Dem to a Republican. So they don't leave.
No, they don't.
And so you still got whatever they're thinking there.
Well, and quite honestly, when I am fortunate enough to get down to Sacramento, I do plan on having some new blood. You do need to have critical people that know how to get through the hallways down there and how to get legislation put through. But I really believe that we need to get some new people involved. I've done that here in Reading with appointing young people to various different commissions. In regards to what we've done in the city of Reading here, you know, we've tried to get to lessen up the fees, you know, especially in our building industry. That's been our number one there. And we're working on trying to bring in some manufacturing here to streamline the process for the people coming in. Unfortunately, here's the big challenge we have with manufacturing. In the state of California, again, this is what's needed in Sacramento, whether you're out there manufacturing automobiles or airplanes or something like that, the same regulations, the same concerns are put on the small guy here. And so we have this one-size-fits-all mentality. And so, you know, the city really is constrained there. We're really unfriendly with manufacturing here. We do have activity from people who are looking to come here. But then, you know, one of the examples is the unmanned
the drone thing. The aerial vehicle.
Where they're doing all the intellectual properties here. It's being manufactured in Des Moines.
Of course.
And
it's cheaper.
And it has nothing to do with we at the city. City of Reading, trust me, if we could lessen all the rules and give them the same requirements that they have in Des Moines, we would do it. But those requirements come from the state level. And it's been the inactivity of our state legislators to notice or even to care, I think, at this point in time, that, you know, I think the number now is one a day that we're losing businesses out of the state of
California. That's what I've heard, is one business a day either quits or leaves the state.
Yeah,
and I can understand that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I talked with a trucking gentleman up in Yreka. The family's been there in Yreka. I think the date was 57, Stidham Trucking, Richard Stidham. And he's been asked, you know, your Oregon's 20 miles away. You don't have AB 32, you don't have SB 375.
Well, that's what do you think? Would you try to get rid of AB 32?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The whole environmentalism, the extreme part of it, has stranglehold the private sector. And its sole purpose is to control private property. It has nothing to do with saving the three-toed newt or the coho salmon or something like this. You know, I have property up in Siskiyou County on the Scott River. And that's a battleground right now up there, you know, for the DFG and
and so, yeah, that, and that's, and we want to get to that too,
sure.
But, you know, after the break, but AB 32 is going to destroy
it already
the
is.
Rest of the businesses that we have right now.
He was telling me the requirements on his trucks alone,
yes.
The cost on the engines, he's got to replace these engines at $50,000 a pop.
And how's he going to do that?
Exactly.
And, he's not.
And he was asked, why don't you just go to Oregon? And you know what his answer was? His answer is, my mom was born here, my dad married her here, we built the business here, and I'm not going anywhere while my mom's still here and everything. And that's honorable. I understand that. You know, I can remember asking Red Emerson why they still have theirs here in California, you know, with all the requirements. He said, well, if my trees could walk, you know.
walk them to Nevada.
A very good friend of mine was the resource manager at Roseburg Lumber, okay, up in Weed. He fought and fought and fought. They lost on that cogen plant up there. They finally got it resolved after years and years, right? He just took a job in Idaho managing a large lumber mill there. He called me up. He goes, Rick, we cut trees in Idaho. He said, I forgot what it was like to be in the forestry business. We go out and we cut down trees. We bring them to the mills and we cut them all up, and life is good again.
And guess what? The environment is not destroyed.
And the environment's not destroyed. Yeah. They still have deer running around and all that stuff.
Spotted owls?
Yeah. Hey.
We got to take a break here.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. a gift card from Cars, a great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. As we celebrate our second anniversary here live on the air, our guest is Rick Bassetti, and this portion of the show is brought to you by
Estate Granite and Marble. That's right. It's for everybody's budget. Estate Granite Marble. Give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866, 241-STONE. And he's going to, you know, he has stuff for your kitchen, for your outside, for your bath, everything. You think it's too expensive? Give Mike a call. He does outstanding work. I can't, I mean, we have examples of it at our house, at our home, and I can't tell you how beautiful it is.
We want to thank our chat pack, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Gosh.
And one of the questions just recently came up. We have a bunch here that
we're going to try to get to here.
But endorsements.
Yes. There's so many right now. If you just go to rickbassetti.com, click on endorsements, and you can read them all from the political people who are endorsing, from the various different city councils, and then just the individuals. And we have many, 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 many. So I don't want to take up your time. We can answer other questions. Go to rickbassetti.com, click on endorsements, and if you're a supporter, go ahead and sign up. You can sign up and have your name added right to the endorsement as well.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Public comment, well, before I say anything about that, let me just say happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you, Charles.
I remember when you was doing Free Fire Saturday.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, and, you've supported us for a long time, Charles. We really appreciate it.
Anyway, the public comment deadline for the Klamath EIR is December 30th. So if you want to register a comment against removing the dams, you've got until December 30th to either, send it in or email it.
You know, that leads us to a good question, Charles. Rick, removal of the dams up there.
You know, some of my early supporters up there are people from the Tea Party in Siskiyou County, as well as from the Protect Our Waters group, and also from the Siskiyou Waters Group Users Association up there. I'm solidly against removing those dams, Carl. There is absolutely no, you can't tell me that there's a scientific reason. It's a political reason that they want to be removed. Here's another situation about regulations. You know, FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which I'm very familiar with because I own a small hydroelectric plant myself, they're coming and saying, well, you have to relicense these dams, okay? And to do this, they're coming up with this huge fee. Well, you know, Berkshire Hathaway, all right, Warren Buffett owns those dams through PacifiCorp. It's one of his assets there. And so they're trying to cut them a deal now, saying, well, okay, if you're going to redo these dams, it's going to be $300 or $400 million to reauthorize these dams. Why? These dams have been there for 100 years. They're doing the job. They're making electricity. There's a hatchery there at the one dam that's putting out 6 million Chinook a year and 75,000 coho, just for people to understand. There is not much native coho in there because the cohos weren't native to the Klamath watershed. There were no cohos in that river until they started planting them in there. And now they are the ones they're hanging the hat on from the environmental position.
Yeah, from the endangered, and they're not even a native,
they're not even a native fish.
I'm
solidly against them because they're saying, you know, these dams are producing electricity for 70,000 households. And how's it going to be replaced? If we had to come in and get rid of electricity for that many people around here, and we have to go buy it someplace to replace it, it's going to cost them so much more. And there really isn't a plan at this point in time. Well, maybe we'll go buy some wind power from someplace or something, you know, solar power. There's nothing less expensive than hydroelectric power. Nuclear, in some cases, But hydroelectric, it's clean, it's streamlined, it goes, it's constant, you can shape it, you can, you know, you can control that power so easily anyway. And so I am rock solid against that. So I hope that lets you know where I'm at. And the people that are supporting me up in Siskiyou County are rock solid behind it as well. I mean, you know, they had their measure up there that they passed with 80%. And they're being told, like the people in Reading were told, that the measures have no teeth. But when you have 80%, you know, like our measure had no teeth. But when one passes at almost 70% and 65%, it had teeth. I mean, it sent the message, don't do this. Now, is there going to be the political will in the Congress to fight this? You know, Wally's in a tough spot on this one. And I would like to...
Why is Wally in a tough spot?
Well, I think he's trying to fight the battle. But there's a lot of people telling him that he's not going to win the battle. And I think that...
Well, you don't fight... I mean...
Right.
You fight a battle because it's right for your constituents,
right.
Not because you might win it or lose it.
I understand that. And I'd like to see him fight this battle for the people up there. I know in the Assembly, our senator is fighting the battle. Jim Nielsen's fighting the battle. I would imagine anyone who represents this district would have to fight this battle. And... I think there needs to be more light shed on it. You know, I think there needs to be much more light shed on it because this is the first step. I mean, people in this country want to take out dams. They want to, and no one's even talking about the 200 million tons of silt that's going to go down because they're not taking these things out in a nice, orderly fashion.
Yeah, they're just blowing them up.
They're just going to blow it up and breach them, and here's this stuff going to, 100 years of sediment is going to be running down the river.
And they talk about destroying salmon
habitat.
Well,
yeah. The guise of this is to create salmon habitat above the dams, okay? Well, above the dams is high mountain desert. I mean, you drive through Klamath Falls. I mean, it's not fast-moving, clear water. It's water that goes actually stagnant and has blue algae bloom on it. Okay, it's coming out of the Klamath Lake up there. It's not the kind of habitat that really supported salmon before. And the coho are what they call a coastal breeder, spawner. They normally don't spawn more than 30 miles from the coast. So a lot of the scientific argument doesn't hold water. And I think that we need to just be battling them as hard as we can and for as long as we can.
Okay. Frankly, the way I feel before we take our break is that when I see things that they say, they should, border supervisors up there should join into their
water study.
Their water study, and that, how can the sheriff be so vehement about this? It's because you've got to stand up and fight.
Exactly.
If you just go along and just go, I'm part of this, we don't agree with it, they don't care. They do not care. They're going to keep stepping on us and stepping on us and stepping on us unless we stand up as a united front, and that means our elected officials, and if our elected officials don't do it, get rid of them.
Okay. And you know, the people up there are... The majority of the people up there are doing that, Carl.
Absolutely, I know.
And there's so much money in this thing behind
yeah.
it, though. The people that have these stakeholders, some of the Indian groups that are going to be getting money that don't even hold land in that area. They don't even hold the land. The Yuroks are not people indigenous right to where the dams are. They're further on down. And so you get enough of these stakeholders in there that says this is a good thing. You know, and they expect everyone to roll along with it. And you're right. We need to stand
we need
up and
to
fight
stand
it.
Fight.
Got to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, we won't back down. It's our second anniversary. We're not planning on backing down. What about you think there, sweetie?
Absolutely not. We want to thank one more time some major sponsors that we've had here since day one that we've hit the air. Five Star Bank, Tobacco and Brew, and Salmo's. Of course, we want to thank Dennis Patterson, Cypress Barbershop, the guys over there.
Been there.
Last Man.
That's right.
Man's Last Stronghold.
Man's Last Stronghold.
Adamson's Peak Performance. And all, of course, our weekend shows. There's so many more, people that we can thank for making this dream come true.
It really is. And you know what? And we can't thank you enough.
The American dream.
It is the American dream. You know what? When we started this, it was like, what can we do?
We either are all in or not at all.
Yeah.
And so every now and then there are mornings that we go, how am I going to do this?
There's but a Thursday every so often. If you come in a Thursday evening, like about, 5 o'clock, I could buy the station right
then. It's our callers.
Some Thursdays. Not every
chat
Thursday.
Pack. I mean,
we love you guys in the chat pack. We
keep us going.
All of you all. We can't say enough about you. Okay. Yeah, we're all waving at you right now. Yay! Okay. Okay, our guest is Councilman Rick Pacetti, running for course for the State Assembly in the new district. The difference between you and Dan Logue, who is the who's also running for this spot.
Number one, I'm born here. Born and raised in Shasta County. I was born at Mercy Hospital a month after we opened up on the hill there. A lot of people don't realize that Mercy wasn't always there. You know, it was down on Court Street and then burned down and then over in Placer for a while. Fitzpatrick's donated the land. So born and raised here, Carl. The only time I was away was when I was playing professional baseball. And actually, the last 2-3 years of that, we were living here in town. We had a home here. I don't have to move to get into the district. Okay, I think the biggest difference, and I'll do an analogy here. If I was representing, I've been representing these people in Reading here for 5 years now, and if I was districted out and I'm sitting in my hometown where I was born and raised, or I don't know if he was born and raised in Yuba County, and I had 51% of the vote in my home district, and I'm not moving. I'm not going to move to Trinity County to run for a seat over there. But he only has 2 years left in the assembly. And the rumor's already out that he's either going to go after Wally or he's going to go after LaMalfa, one of these guys. So when I was looking at making my decision on this, I go, well, who's going to best represent us? You know, we are now, we have 36% of the vote in Shasta County alone. We're the financial center. And as bad as things are in this district, the next largest city after Reading is Susanville with 17,000 people. And so it's a lot of small hamlets up in the mountains. A lot of people who are at the mercy of our government. Say what you like. There's a lot of people that don't like me in this town. But last time around, I received the most votes. And I think I've done a good job. I know that I've done a good job. Measures A and B, and they're not entirely mine, but proved to them that we can think differently. And I think I've been persuasive while I've been on the council. We've gotten some things through over there. And right now, most of the consultants are talking about there's going to be 40 to 43 new assembly people in this next election. And that's a chance for this state. It's a new paradigm that we have here, you know, with this open primary. And so I think the ideologues, like we've had in the past, you can go into a safe district, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, and run as far left or far right as you want, and then you're in there. Now, being an open primary, it's going to be different. I think we're going to have, the people are going to have an opportunity to be more well represented here.
Okay. You know what? This is, sorry, caller Jim, we can't get to your question because we've got like 30 seconds left. Councilman Rick Bassetti, thank you so much for being here with us.
I appreciate it, Carl. I really do. And you know,
oh, there'll be other times, and like we said, maybe we can host, you know, as we get closer to it, get a debate going between you and Mr. Logue. We'd love to have that.
That'd be very nice.
Hey,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to both of you, and congratulations again on your
two years.
Thank you for such a contribution.
Thank you. It just like snuck up on us.
Yeah.
Well, you've been a wonderful contribution to our
community. Sorry, we have so many questions that we couldn't get to, but we'll have to have you back again and do that.
Hey, you know what? It's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. And I'll keep this world from